Good morning. We're continuing with Chayodom, Klal Nun. We're looking at Simen Yud Ches. So the Chayodom deals with the following. So we've been discussing right now that what things combine to be able to make a bracha achrona, and we said that food and drink do not combine. What about a drink which has status of food? So how is it possible that the drink should have a status of food? So there's a halacha which the Chayyim is going to talk about later on in Klal Nun Beis. Let's say you take a vegetable, or let's say you take a fruit, and you cook it. And the result is you make some type of a soup, which is based on that fruit or on that vegetable. So what bracha do you make on the liquid? So if you eat the liquid and the soup together, if you eat the liquid and the vegetable together, or the liquid and the fruit together, we assume the primary food is the fruit, and based on the rules of Iker and Tofel, you'll make a bracha on the fruit or on the vegetable and include the liquid as well, unless it's extremely watery. Your primary intent is for the liquid, possibly. But a scenario where, let's say you draw the liquid off separately and you're drinking the liquid by itself, what bracha do you make? Do you make a bre shahakol because it's a liquid? Do you make a bre piyoheit, a bre piyadama? What is the correct bracha in that situation? So interestingly enough, the Gemara says that if a person takes shlokas, which means vegetables, which he cooks them well and makes a liquid out of it, you make the bracha on the meshlokas like the shlokas themselves. You make a bracha on the water of the vegetable that you're cooking like the vegetable itself. And in certain scenarios, we're going to extend that same halacha to fruits as well. You make the bracha on the liquid that you cook the fruit in, the same as the fruit itself. So a person makes cooks some vegetables and makes a vegetable soup, and then he has some of the broth without the vegetables. He would make a bracha b'ri piyadoma on the liquid. So here we have a situation where you're making the bracha not of shahakol on the liquid and saying, well, the primary thing over here is the liquid, but rather you're making the bracha on the liquid as if it is a vegetable. So now the Chayyim says, so now the question would be, let's say you eat a half a kazayas of the vegetable and half a kazayas of the liquid. Do we say that the same way that the vegetable is able to change the liquid into a vegetable and the bracha is brei piyadoma and not, the bracha is not shakol ne'abivaro? So it means it's functioning like a vegetable. So maybe it should function like a vegetable in regards to the idea that you can combine the liquid together with the salad to say that you had a shear. So a person would have a volume of a kazayas, let's say for argument's sake, kazayas is about 1 ounce. He has a half an ounce worth of vegetable and half an ounce worth of liquid. So he had a total of 1 ounce of consumption, half solid and half liquid. Does it combine or not? So that's what the Chayyim is dealing with over here in this situation. So the Chayyim says, Devorim shenichtavu b'chlal nun beis, shemavorchem ala roitzev k'moy ala pri. Items we're going to talk about later on in Klal Nun Beis, which the rule is that the liquid, the gravy, the soup, gets the same bracha as the fruit itself. So I'm not sure what the lacha is. Chayyim says, I'm not sure what the lacha is. Can you combine the half a kazayas of the food and half a kazayas of the liquid together to generate a full kazayas and be able to say a bracha achrona? Again, normally liquid and salad do not combine. Maybe this is an exception or not. So the Chayyim remains with the Tzarechian. The Mishabura quotes this as well. And the Mishabura says, Tzarechian, just like the Chayyim says, he's not sure what the halacha is. So obviously a person should try and avoid the situation and make sure that he has a full kazayas worth of the vegetable itself to be able to say a bracha achrona. In the Sefer Chutshani, from Ramis and Karelitz, so he says in a scenario, let's say a person makes a kompot, and so you cook various different fruits, apricots and prunes, etc., together, and you make this concoction, and there's some water left over in it. He says over there, if you're eating the fruits, and there's a minimal amount of liquid, and clearly the liquid is there just to be part of the overall consumption of the kompot, of the soup, this fruit soup, so then there's no question that the liquid would be mitzdarif to the fruit to be able to give you a bracha achrona, kazayas to be able to say a bracha achrona. The scenario where, however, you're making more of a soup-like thing, where there's more liquid, that's where the question comes up that the Chayyadim is referring to, and the Chayyadim remain to the Tzarachiyah, and so does the Mishabura, and a person should preferably try to avoid that situation, not to get involved in a Safek Bracha Chareva. Have a good day.